Timothy McVeigh is scheduled to be executed in 2 weeks in Terre Haute, Indiana. 1,300 journalists are expected to descend upon the town, along with thousands of protesters, tourists, and vendors. Millions of Americans will be tuning in and logging on for a minute-by-minute account. Many of the hundreds of survivors and victims' families will see the lethal injection live on closed-circuit television. All of this makes Timothy McVeigh's death the closest thing to a public execution America has seen since the country's last public hanging in 1936. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports from Owensboro, Kentucky.
The hanging in Owensboro might not have been the last execution carried out in public. Kentucky was the only state conducting public hangings, but it had been doing so for years without the rest of the country noticing or objecting. The reason this hanging turned out to be the last was that it became a media sensation, generated lurid headlines, and shamed Kentucky, and all because of a first. The hangman turned out to be a woman. What a story. Housewife and mother Florence Thompson had become sheriff of Owensboro just a few months earlier, inheriting the job when her husband died.
Newspaper reporters speculated that because Kentucky law required the sheriff to carry out the execution, that she might be the first woman in American history to actually execute a man.
Perry Ryan is a lawyer who grew up in Owensboro and has written a history of the event. The notion of a hangman in skirts inspired breathless coverage.
Get your Los Angeles Examiner, woman sheriff, to hang killer.
Get your Phoenix Gazette, read about the woman executioner.
Owensboro Messenger. The crime for which Rainey Bethea was sentenced to be hanged was the most heinous in the annals of Davis County history. Mrs. Elza Edwards, 70, a wealthy and highly respected widow, was found slain and criminally assaulted in the bedroom at her apartment.
When 22-year-old Rainey Bethea was arrested, he had blood on his clothes. He confessed, and then he led police to Mrs. Edwards' stolen jewels. The mandatory punishment for rape in Kentucky in 1936 was public hanging. Rainey Bethea was black. Still, a year earlier, a white man was publicly hanged in a nearby county. Only the local press attended that hanging, not so with Rainey Bethea's.
It all started when the news got out there would be a woman to perform the first hanging in the United States. Now that was the gimmick right there. That's what it was going to be news.
Hubert McFarland was 16 the summer he watched Rainey Bethea die. Morton Holbrook was 22, home on a break from his first year at Harvard Law School.
I had a law schoolmate who was in Paris at the time all this was happening, and he sent me clippings from one of the Parisian newspapers dealing principally with the purported hanging to be done by the lady sheriff. And there was a picture of the lady in one of the Parisian newspapers.
I'm Jim Thompson. I'm the son of Florence Thompson, who was in charge of the hanging of Rainey Bethea. Look through some of these papers and see how they publicized it at the time that the hanging was to be taken care of by a pistol-packing lady sheriff. And it was quite a burden on her. She didn't want to have to pull the lever that actually caused the hanging.
Sheriff Thompson never revealed her doubts to reporters, expecting to see her on the gallows. Men, women, and children descended on the town. The night before the hanging, the crowd had swelled to some 20,000. Medora Withers was 23 and living there with her aunt.
People came to Owensboro, truckloads of people sitting on the bed of the truck with their feet hanging over, sort of hayride or picnic style. And it was warm weather, and we were sleeping with the window up. And we could hear this shuffle and voices all night during the night. It was an eerie feeling.
The hotels were all full and filled with all these curious people. People were having parties, and there were some who may have even called them hanging parties.
My recollection was that I saw two or three that were peddling hot dogs.
My father took very strong exceptions to my going to this, what he regarded as an obscene performance. But I knew that when I got back to law school in September, I'd be quizzed by my friends about this outrageous performance in my hometown.
I noticed the photographers around used a large flash that was about the size of a tennis ball. And a guy photographed me right in the face, and wham, that camera blinded me.
A photograph of one black man appeared on the front page of the New York Daily News with the caption, "Fear and horror," as though he could feel the rope tightening around his own neck. Mostly, Owensboro's black citizens stayed home that day.
Well, my name is Thomas James, and I was living here in Owensboro when they hung Rainey Bethel. He used to be my neighbor, lived right behind where I lived.
I'm Lee Chester Crump, and I was 23 years old when this happened. I was scared. I didn't want to see anybody killed, but I did see a lot of people. They went to see it.
This town was just like going to a big baseball game. They set up stands to sell stuff, just like amusement.
The people on the street right in front of me here, they were all white, and they thought it was sad. But the boy that lived back here in the alley, I was out hanging up clothes that day when he came back from the hanging, and he was telling somebody else, "Well, he's dead now." I got that, he just said nigger, was the way he called him. Seemed like he thought it was a grand thing.
Get your New York Daily News. Drop through trap to eternity provides populace with Roman holiday.
Philadelphia record. They ate hot dogs while men died on the gallows. Massachusetts reveler. Children picnic as killer pays.
In the end, Sheriff Florence Thompson had a deputy pull the lever. She never set foot on the gallows.
I think maybe the press was a bit sensational because they were disappointed that the female sheriff they thought was going to perform the execution didn't actually do it. And as a consequence, the story became what a Roman holiday that this was in Owensboro.
Perry Ryan interviewed lots of people who were there.
And none of the people that I interviewed reported any type of disrespect. That just simply is not what took place. You could characterize it as a carnival of sorts only because 20,000 people showed up, but I have a number of photographs of people actually watching the hanging, and I would characterize them as being transfixed by the solemnity of the moment.
Looking back, that is how Medora Withers, Hubert McFarlane, Jim Thompson, and Morton Holbrook remember it. For all the commotion the night before, they say, everything changed when the condemned man appeared and walked towards the gallows.
Then as he mounted the scaffold, there was an absolute hush over this vast crowd of people.
There was no speech, there was no ceremony, and the next thing you know, he dropped.
Well, it seemed like it was a pretty silent trek home. I don't remember that we discussed it.
This whole community, for months after, it was kind of a letdown period as far as what we've done here. There were a lot of people that said they were sorry they ever went to the hanging.
Sorry and horrified at being portrayed in the world press as a place inhabited by bloodthirsty rabble, the state of Kentucky quickly outlawed public hanging, and so the public execution of Rainey Bethea became the last ever in America. Rainey Bethea was buried in Potter's Field in an Owensboro cemetery not far from the grave of the victim. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Owensboro, Kentucky.